This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وصحبه ومن ولاه اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. جزاكم الله خير. Apology for the delay, but we have a dilemma to pray Maghrib or not to pray Maghrib basically. So what I decided بإذن الله is next week we're going to do, we'll go back to 7. So at least we finish and we'll pray Maghrib, right? Because it's, I was literally running to get here. And of course every traffic almost was red, but half of them were red. So alhamdulillah, just a reminder for everybody, inshallah next week we'll move to back to 7. And then the program today, because it's 10 points, I don't think I'll finish half of it. So inshallah, will be part one today. And then if Allah give us life, will be part two next week. So of course, we're going to keep reminding ourselves about what is happening in the world around us, and let alone in Gaza. I don't want any one of us, number one me, is to just becomes the norm. Oh, Gaza again. Okay. You know, we get bored. Human beings get bored, and we get very much used to it. Even if you go to the news now, right? Like if you see, everything is now becoming more important. Like I looked this morning, and at least it was number 7 or 8. Although what I got a text from Gaza was a really bad night. Subhanallah. So for us, at least, we need to keep reminding ourselves, reminding, thinking of them, making dua for them, see what you can do, and then keep talking about it. On Sunday, subhanAllah, I arrived home, and the first thing I get when I opened my phone was a text from Gaza saying, Jazakumullahu khairan, please tell all the, pass this to all the team. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, even if we're not going to do anything that we see, but at least we are making them happy. And making them feel that there's people who care about them. Anytime any of us, especially when you feel lonely or you're alone, and then suddenly you feel or you see a text message or a phone call or somebody says something, that there's somebody cares about you. You're not the only one. Let alone if you are living the way they are living and all the suffering they are going through. So keep doing it. Don't feel tired. Don't feel bored. And don't feel hopeless or helpless. Both is not allowed. Absolutely hopeful, la tayasu min rawhillah, and which is one of the verses that I kept reminding myself, and they reminded me of it. And the other thing is, never feel helpless. There is always things you can do. You have a tongue, you have a brain, then you can do something. You have a hand, you can type, you can do something, right? I mean, you're seeing how many things have changed. Yes, it took 7 months, but it's changing, right? I mean, you all are reading about what is going on in Colombia. This is unheard of. This is unheard of 8 months ago, right? And who's doing it? It's the students. SubhanAllah. So keep doing it. Say, Ya Allah, is the time you decide, not me, but I know this is going to happen. So what I want to share with you, I was like just debating, do I go by the Quran or I go by the way I felt and I saw? And I'm going to go by the way I felt and I saw. And the first thing which is the following. And subhanAllah, many are reaching out now that a lot of people want to go to Gaza. SubhanAllah. I can't tell you how many text messages I got since I came back. So far, what we know is only the people who are in the medical field, or very few exceptions, right? However, I want to say this to everybody. If you really want to go, and Allah did not allow you, you will get the reward. It's not like you're faking it. You really wanted to go, and you couldn't go, whatever the reason, even if you were in the medical field, and you couldn't go, then Allah will reward you. There is a hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ. Anytime you want to do something, and then something happens and stopped you, and you really feel bad about it, remember this hadith. He was coming back from Ghazwat Tabuk, from Tabuk expedition. And he was coming back to Medina. He was looking at Medina and the sahaba around him, the companions. Right, and he looked at them and says, "Inna fil Madinati aqwam." They're in the city of Medina, the people living there. They didn't go with them, they were coming back. Anytime you're gonna go up or you're gonna go down, meaning ما قطعتم واديا أو صعدتم واديا, whenever you are in and out in the journey, right? they will get the same reward. And of course, the Sahaba looked at him and says, "Wahum fil Medina? They're staying there. They didn't go through any of the difficulties we went through." And he said, "Wahum fil Medina, habasahumul udhur." The reason they didn't come out because they had an excuse that prevented them. Not an excuse they made. Because the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, that's what they do. شَغَلَتْنَا أَمْوَالُنَا وَأَهْلُنَا We're busy with our children and our wealth. Those they really wanted. So anytime you're really planning to do something for the sake of Allah, you took all the measures, you really want to do it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a block. And this is what they kept. The first thing they kept reminding us, from the moment they said, all the papers are ready, book your ticket. This is how we know it is happening, bi-idhnillah. It was Wednesday and we are flying on Saturday. They said, book your ticket. Still with booking the ticket, they said, still you may not go. And I kept reminding myself of this hadith. حَبَسَهُمُ الْعُذُرُ So for those of you who really, I mean, I had youth the other day came to me and says, how can I go to Gaza? SubhanAllah. Allah, inshallah, will reward everyone according to their niyyah, according to your intention. So the first thing I want to remind everybody, there's a verse in Surah An-Nahl. It's a three verses together. But the last one is what I want to focus on. But I have to tell you because the one before, because usually you need to know the concept. Why? وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ لَا يَبْعَثُ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَمُوتُ Right? Allah's talking about the disbelievers. أَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ They made an oath. Very forceful oath. Allah always says, "Jahda imani," meaning with a lot of efforts. لا يبعث الله من يموت. Allah will not give life to those who died. And you normally you stop here because the next is Allah is answering, "Bala." Yes, He will. Right? ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. Why? ليبين لهم الذي يختلفون فيه. There, they will find out that who was right, who was wrong. وليعلم الذين كفروا إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا كَاذِبِينَ And those who are disbelievers, they know they were liars. This is not about Gaza. Now, the one that I actually lived with it. As we were in that car going, right, going in that trip, we haven't yet arrived. إِنَّمَا قَوْلُنَا لِشَيْءٍ إِذَا أَرَدْنَاهُ أَن نَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ إِنَّمَا verily, قَوْلُنَا Our saying, لشيء to anything إذا أردنا if we wanted أن نقول له we just say be and it is be done why I'm saying this because this you can apply it as you are in the trip or during or when you are leaving it is all under Allah control and even when you read the commentary on this verse They tell you Allah allows it. SubhanAllah, I was reading it, I was like, SubhanAllah. I mean, Imam al-Tabari, when he wrote it, he didn't even know there is anything is going to happen in Gaza. But he was saying, when Allah wants something, He doesn't have to do anything. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ And this is very common commentary on this. بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالنُّونِ كُن, for those of you who know Arabic, is kaf and noon. Doesn't take a breath. Kaf, noon. They say, the order of Allah, Not only the order, not only allowing it, but happens, done, the same space between this kaf and noon, this letter and this letter. How much space? Nothing. Nothing, literally. Kun, kanun. They say all the matter of Allah is between this. What did I learn? If Allah wanted the war to stop, He would have done it. Now, that doesn't mean Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would want these people to die or to suffer. But how do I respond? He has a wisdom. That's when things doesn't make sense externally. I need the names of Allah. I need the names of Allah because the names of Allah are chain. It's not one here or one there. They're all connected. For example, as we studied Surah Yusuf, if you remember, the most common two names in Surah Yusuf is Al-Alim Al-Hakim. All-knowing, all-wise. So if Allah wanted this not to start, He doesn't need to, subhanah, for you and me to take a breath. If He wants this to stop, He would. But there is a reason. I don't know. Maybe most of us will not know. But that doesn't mean there isn't a reason. One. Two, the reason is very good, but I don't know it because it's way beyond my comprehension. Three, whenever you want to do something and you took all the measures and you really worked on it, and someone looks at you and says, it's impossible, don't you ever take this word. The response, natural response for you and me is kun fayakun. If Allah wanted, it's going to happen. Which I never thought I will be able to enter, to go to Gaza, to be honest with you. It didn't even, I wanted, but like many of us, we wanted, but really it's going to happen? I mean, I've visited Palestine so many times before. And every time I want to go, I'm there and I say, I want to go to Gaza. The response right away is no, this is very difficult. We're not going to go there. There was no war, there was nothing. SubhanAllah, was peace was what you hear, Gaza, before October 7th. But when Allah wanted it, which is very difficult, He made it happen. And He made it happen. I didn't. He made it happen within 2 days. And that's not even, kun fayakun is even shorter. So, and as we were there, and I was looking at everybody there and all the tragedies and all the things, and I was like, Ya Allah, if you want, this all can change. But I'm not questioning your wisdom. Just show us or keep us going. And this is what we all need to know. Just keep going, that Allah is allowing it to happen and He's allowing it to continue for a reason. And that's actually, you hear it from them, not from me. So one of the things you keep saying, they keep reminding you, Allah allowed it to happen. There is a hikmah. There is a reason for that. I bring this and apply it on my life because that's why it is 10 lessons from the Quran I learned in Gaza. But what does it mean here? I don't live in Gaza. For each one of us in this room, remember this. When you want something, it's not you going to do it. That means He didn't want it. Period. Stop arguing. And stop blaming who? Others. Someone, somebody, a human being, my boss, my spouse, my children. Stop it. Just learn قدر الله ما شاء فعل. Allah decree and what He decree is going to happen. He just didn't want it. And if you're really feeling uncomfortable about it, talk to Him and says, Ya Allah, show me. I know there is a wisdom behind this. Just very difficult for me to swallow it. And one thing I want all of you, if it is very difficult for me and you to swallow it, and we are living in our comfort zone, what do you think they are? What do you think they are? I mean, SubhanAllah, I got text messages on Sunday after I came back from there. I mean, I was like, I definitely need these messages. Like, we're supposed, we should send these messages, right? They send you back. And even one of them says, remember that verse? We talked about, don't forget that verse. And I'm going to, maybe today or next week, I'll share it with you. And they reminded me of the verse. So the first thing is kun fayakun. Kun fayakun. He allowed it to happen. He allowed me and whoever is going, alhamdulillah, went and came back and now going. And then if He wants to stop it, He will stop it. The second one, which I heard it again and again and again and again in the Taraweeh. And as I said to you last week, they have fiqh of the Qur'an. Not only they memorize the Qur'an, but they have the fiqh, they know the Qur'an. Because they don't read too long. They read maybe a 2 or 3 verses, but every verse is related to what they are going through. And the first one, I heard it as we arrived, literally, as we arrived and we entered, they were praying Isha and we went. And is the following, which is in Surah Al-Baqarah. So 3 of them. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, sta'inu bis-sabri was-salah, inna allaha ma'as-sabirin. Many of you know this verse. Oh, who you believe, it's for the young generation or those who don't know Arabic. Oh, you who believe, you and me, sta'inu. Pay attention to the words Allah used, especially those of you who know Arabic. What does ista'inu mean? Seek help. What does seek help mean? I need help. right? That means what I am going through, I can't do it with what I have. I need help. I need something external to help me. And what did he say? Sta'inu bis-sabri. Sabr here, patience. Some scholars tell you it's fasting. Was-salah, as-salah. Inna Allah ma'as-sabri. Allah verily is with those who are patient, meaning they practice patience. Let's take it one by one. Because again, I heard of this all the time there. And I was like, subhanAllah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, all of us. When I say sta'inu, as I said just a little bit, meaning most of the things, if not all of the things, we cannot do it alone. And this is very opposite to the day and age we are living, especially for the youth. What do they teach you? I can do it. It's mine. I did it. I didn't. Allah puts barakah, blessing in my efforts. Because there's 10 people like me put the same efforts, but they couldn't. It's not because they couldn't. Allah didn't allow it. So, استعينوا بالصبر. Why? And he is not talking about anything. This verse, later on, he's going to explain why he said this. When do I need patience? When do I need to import, if you want to use the word, import patience? Or remind myself, you need to be patient. When? In difficult times, right? That's it? No. When it is also going your way. When it is going your way. Everything in life is the way you want it. You applied to this job, you got it. You want to get married, you did. Your husband is the best one. Your children, mashallah, tabarakallah. You want to go, anything you want. You want to buy the house, Allah made it easy. You need patience. Why? Everything going my way. Anybody knows? Because we all think of patience is when I go through difficult times. But why do I need patience when I am here? So I can absolutely understand the people in Gaza, of course they need to be patient. But why do I need to be patient here? Living comfortable, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin. Why? Yes.
Because you never know whenever, if you'll ever go through the same
thing. So I never know things can change. That's true, but.
Because we believe that everything is happening because of the still of life. We feel like we have a control over this life.
So we feel we have a control over us, but we don't. No, there is a bigger one. Applies to us. As-sabr ibadah, of course, it's an act of worship. But I'm giving you the clue. The clue is I'm living here. I need patience when I am living in prosperity to stay on the right path. To stay on the right path. Because ni'mah, blessings, prosperity, getting everything you want, sooner or later, will take you away from Allah. إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. As-sabru, and this is just a quick about sabr, about patience. There's three kinds of patience. Scholars will teach you this. As-sabru ala al-musiba, sabr on a calamity, people of Gaza. Sabrun an al-ma'asiyah, I need to be patient not to disobey Allah. And there is sabru ala al-ta'a, I need to be patient to obey Allah. For those of you who fasted yesterday, how easy it was? It wasn't. Right? Honestly, it wasn't. I was like, I kept reminding myself, you just fasted 30 days. But it wasn't, subhanAllah. And you needed to keep reminding yourself, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة, Allah loves fasting, 6 days of Shawwal, all these to keep going. But it wasn't easy. I need patience. Which one is the hardest one? The people of Gaza or us? Absolutely us. Because to be patient, and keep obeying Allah, keep fasting when everything around you is available, is way harder. So, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة. Ramadan, that's what we have in Ramadan. I need to be patient, remind myself of everything good, and I need salah to keep me connected, because I can't be patient unless I'm connected to Allah. In case you wonder why these two together, Right? Why didn't Allah say, Ista'inu bis sabri wal jihad? Because I need these two. The more my salah, the more I'm connected with Allah. The more I am connected, the more I am patient. Inna Allah ma'a sabri. You all know this verse, right? What does it mean, inna Allah ma'a sabri? Allah is with those who are patient. What does it mean? You all know the verse. Anybody doesn't know this verse in this room? Everybody, show me hands. You all know the verse? طيب, bismillah, what does it mean? Inna Allah ma'a sabri means what? What does it mean, Allah is with me? Of course Allah is with us. And of course Allah is seeing us and hearing us. But what does it mean when he said, inna Allah specifically? So if we are here, all of us, only one person is real patient in the sight of Allah. Allah is with her. But Allah also with us. But with her especially. What does it mean? Yes. I'm sorry, yeah? You can perceive him and you're connected with him. That's true, but it's deeper than that. هذه المعية الخاصة, they call it. For you to know, when you read in the Quran, ma'a, with, there is two kinds of ma'a. There's two kinds when Allah is with me. There is a general, Allah with all of us. And there is a special, Sayyidina Musa. When all the people behind him were so afraid, قال إنا لمدركون, that is it. They are behind us. They're going to come and catch us. What did he respond? He said, "Kalla, inna ma'iya Rabbi sayahdeen. My Lord is with me. He is going to guide me." You all know this? What is the next verse? فَأُوحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنْ يَضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرِ. Immediately, Allah told him, immediately, you have a stick? Hit the sea. See what's going to happen. That's the special ma'iyya. That's the special connection. When Allah looks at everybody and says, she's special, I'm going to guide her through something. Everybody else doesn't see it. Because the people with Musa did not see what Sayyidina Musa saw. Are you with me? So to get to be with Allah in this special way, I need to be patient. I did see this in Gaza. Inna Allah ma'a sabri. I'm not going to say ista'inu bis sabri wa salah. It was there. But I saw how Allah is with them. Now how is that? I didn't see Allah, subhanah. But I saw their response to the calamities and to the test, the real tests, and how they are responding. There is no way a human being can live this and respond this way by Allah. You have your children, the children, two or three, right? Nagging, what, somebody won this, the other one won this, the other one, and you lose it. And you get upset. You have tomorrow an exam, and you get very anxious, right? Why the people of Gaza were not? Honestly, I didn't see anxiety, which is the norm here. I didn't see depression. I'm sure later on Allah knows, but at this moment of hunger, of fear, of bombing, of the drones, and they're fine. Children are playing. Adults, if they are healthy, they are taking care of the adults. And I thought of this verse. When Allah is with me, special looks at you or me, special, I'm going to react in a special way. I'm going to perceive it in a special way. And then, the next two verses, we lived it. وَلَا تَقُولُ لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتِ. Don't you say to those who are killed, for the sake of Allah, أموات, dead. Right? And then, بَلْ أَحْيَانُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. For sure they are alive. Not a single person who died there. They did not. The word martyr, shaheed, on their tongue, like you and me, and say, good morning, salam alaikum, how is your day? Every two words, the third is martyr. Every two words, the third is shaheed. Not a single family, a person I talked with, did not lose 4, 5, 6, 7. And I'm talking about, oh, my sister. I mean, this one of the persons who works in the hospital brought his wife to meet us. And the wife, young, maybe 20, I don't know, in her 20s. And then he said, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Doctora, her sister, all her family died. And I was like, you can see, like your face is mine. And they were talking to us. He said, yeah, they were all getting ready for iftar. She said, I forgot something. I don't remember what was it. I'm going to go and get it. The children followed her. She looked at the children and says, no, go back. Stay with daddy. Daddy and his parents. I'm going to come back. She come back. Everybody was dead. And when the sister, of course she was crying. I mean, we're human. But when they were telling the story, if it is me, I cannot even say the story. And this is like 3-4 days ago. It's not like 6 months ago. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّ وَلَا تَقُلَنَّ لِمَنْ يُقْتَلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ. The word comes off at her, martyr, martyr, shuhada, عند الله. This is what you hear. It's like the natural. Literally, you see the Quran in action. And then the verse that lived with me from the day I entered to the day I left, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. You will be tested. And it's scary for us because that, this verse, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, you will be tested, didn't come for the people of Gaza only. It came to all of us. That means we are too. بِشَيْءٍ, little bit, خَوْف, fear, جُوع, hunger, نَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ, and you're going to lose wealth and people, وَالثَّمَرَاتِ, and vegetation. And the same thing, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give glad tidings to those who are patient. 8 days, food was a luxury. Sleep, good luck. You sleep because you're tired. And you don't know if you're going to wake up or not. The norm. Less money, talk to everybody. They lost everything. Everything. Like homes. I'm talking about material things. They lost it. Fear. Fear. You live between the drones or you live between the bombing. You choose which one. And if there is nothing now, you're very afraid. Because is it coming to us or not? لَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. We will test you. And then وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. I lived between these two. I separated them and I was looking and I said, Ya Allah, He gave, I see it around me in every spot in the hospital where we were. Because we lived most of the time in the hospital. We didn't go out. I mean, if you go out, you have to go maybe 3-4 feet and you have to come back. Then وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And I look around and I kept asking myself, and each one of you, may Allah not test us with this, Ya Rabbi Ameen. But each one of you ask yourself this. Honestly, if you are the person who was living in Gaza, will you be وَبَشِّرْ الصَّابِرِينَ? Will I and you be وَبَشِّرْ الصَّابِرِينَ? If I cannot be patient because the temperature is a little bit less than my comfort zone, or the food is not what I want, or my friend did not do this or that, how will I live with this all? Major things, completely out of your comfort zone. استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة. I don't want to say we're going to be tested. For sure, we are already tested. But we need to practice. Lessons take, you need to train yourself, adults before youth, to know what patience means. It is not always my way or the highway, as they say here. It is whose way? It's Allah's way. So when things doesn't go the way I want, I say, Ya Rabbi, it's your earth. It's your people. It's your home. It's not mine. It's your wealth. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And give a glad tiding. What is the glad tiding of sabr? Jannah. They say, the people who are sabreen. A sabr is not one day. Now I learned this lecture and then alhamdulillah, I learned something. I'm going to go tomorrow on sabr. Thursday, I forgot, back to square one. Sabreen meaning it become your constant nature, habit. It's not nature, but you will work on it. إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ بِالتَّصَبُّرُ as Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said. To be patient, not necessarily you're born as patient. It's something you gain. I can become patient. And one of the best way to make you patient is fasting. Fasting, because it controls you. You control yourself. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, give glad tidings. They say the people of sabr who were really tested in dunya, tested in the negative way, not in the positive way. They say when they see the result and the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know what they say? Does anybody knows? I'm sorry? No, 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 that's easy. That's easy. No. Huh? No, 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 no. When they see this in Jannah, when they see the rewards, they say, we wished, listen to what I'm saying, we wished that our skins were picked up with the pickups, you know, the pickups that you, that women use, you know, to clean your face from extra hair. We wish, لَوْ قُرِضَتْ جُلُودُنَا بِالْمَقَارِيرِ. How painful it is when you start picking pieces from the skin. They say, we wish we had that. From what Allah gave us. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. The people of Gaza, they knew this. They always think of the other life. Us, most of us, what's the focus? Today and tomorrow and Thursday and then next week and then the summer and then next year and Allah knows and I'm planning for the next 10 years, really. Do I know I'm living tomorrow? وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And then the next one, you hear it all the time. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Now, you hear this all the time. In death. What I'm going to get when I'm really sabr, practice it, salah, and I'm connected with Allah. Allah told them, أُولَٰئِكَ. Not you and me. Those. So go back to these verses in Surah Al-Baqarah. It's 155, I think. Go back and see what they did. And Allah says, Ula'ika. When I say Ula'ika, I see this. You're not included. If I say Ula'ika, you're not included. Meaning special. Ula'ika alayhim. What am I going to get? Not in Akhirah. He didn't say anything about Akhirah. Pay attention to the verses. You just came out of Ramadan. Ula'ika alayhim. Salawatum min Rabbihim. Wa rahmah. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Those who practiced patient, focused on the Akhirah, used sabr and salah to make them patient, connected with Allah, they will have special salah from Allah, special dua from Allah, وَرَحْمَةً, loving mercy from Allah only for them. And the best part, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Those are the one who's guided. So when you see the woman, she's seeing her three children dead, and she holds them, she's crying, she's a human being, but nothing comes out of the mouth or no actions that is not pleasing to Allah because she is guided. What is guided? Guided to do the right thing in that moment. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And this is why I kept saying to myself, will I respond the same way? As you walk around, literally, as you walk around, you see this, whatever I shared with you last week. And this was not our day. This was 8 days, the norm scenario, the norm. You go to the ER, somebody comes in either dead or somebody comes in bleeding or the one hand is lost. And then you keep seeing this. Am I going to be أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ? Right? When the weather changed, like 3 months ago, I think if I remember well, there was a possibility of a tornado or whatever, right? We were muhtadun. It was a test. It's a severe weather, right? We were muhtadun. We were guided. We have practiced sabr and salah, and we are with Allah. So when the test comes in, I wouldn't say I'm ready, but my response will be the way that Allah wants me. So take home message. Especially from this, we all will be tested. This dunya, هذه دار ابتلاء. That's how they call it. This dunya, دار ابتلاء. This life is a place of a test, and the test in two ways. Because I don't want you to keep thinking, test is bad. So if I'm healthy, I'm not tested. If I am sick, I'm not tested. Both. What does that mean? When you are healthy, alhamdulillah, all of us now, right? Meaning, I can see, I can think, right? I can walk, doesn't matter what else, but at least the major ones. I am tested. What are you doing with this health? And when I am sick, I can't do what the healthy people do. I am tested how I'm going to respond. So the test is different. Like when you have two desserts, they're all desserts. But one is this, one is that. And one people like and one people doesn't like. But in both ways, what does Allah want from me when I'm eating dessert? He wants me to be grateful. When I am being tested, I have everything, I'm tested. I don't have anything, I am tested. The response needs to be the same. Question for everybody. May Allah not test us the same way. Which one is better? Us in the sight of Allah. Us or the people of Gaza? I want to hear it. I'm sorry? Why? Okay, so the people of Gaza. Why? I'm sorry? No, Habibati, this is what I wanted to change. Don't you think their test is worse than us? No. لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ. You will be asked about the luxury. لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. You know what's a na'im? The luxury? You think the luxury is a home on the beach? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas said, the na'im, the drink of a cold water when you are thirsty. The sip of a cold water when you are thirsty, this is na'im. لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. You will be asked about that. So which one is better? Which one in the sight of Allah, responding to a test? The test of Gaza is tough externally, and our test is not tough externally. But it's both tests. And he's waiting for the response. Right? Which one? Which one is tougher? Which one failed, and which one did not fail? One person, raise your hand. Yes, Maryam. I can't hear you. It's not about taqwa here. It's about response. Here about action. Here about action. Of course it's taqwa if I'm thinking of Allah. Right? Which one is better? Our test is better?
Because we have so many distractions at the moment that we can get ourselves occupied into and forget Allah very easily. But if we keep steadfast still, and
if are we focused? Again, because the goal of this, maybe it's going to be next week and the week after, is not only to feel for the people of Gaza, because this is taken. What did I learn? Why did Allah brought this to my life? And I'm living it day by day. Now, we used to live it through the social media. Now we are living it through people going and coming back, and they saw and they share. What does he want from me? That's the most important thing, right? Now, what I need to do is the following. Identify your test. And the test, again, is not negative always. What test you are going? Test of health, test of wealth, test of beauty, test of children, test of a good spouse, test of education, test of religion, test of being religious, test of being hafiz of the Quran. These are all tests. How do you respond? How do you respond? If I am going to respond in a way not pleasing to Allah, I failed it. So if I am busy collecting and enjoying all the time, doesn't mean don't enjoy. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your share from dunya. The people said to Qarun, multi-millionaire, billionaire, don't forget your share from dunya. But number one, what Allah gave you, us, وَبْتَغِي فِيمَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ دَارَ الْآخِرَةِ. One question. All this, Where is Akhirah in your daily life? Healthy. Alhamdulillah, you have everything. Doesn't matter, you have a one-bedroom apartment or you have a house. You have a roof. I still remember that surgeon who looked at me and says, oh, we're living in Paris. And here I am, living in Paris. Half a room. The half is full with furniture. The other one only for her. The son sleeps outside. And the bathroom, don't ask me how many people are using it. And she read the face, me and Dr. Hina with me. And she said, if you only saw where we were, at least there is no bombing on our head. So when Allah lanabluwannakum, we are all tested. How are you responding? How are you responding? And don't you think, and this is to everybody, myself number one, when Allah keep giving us, that means we are okay. Or Allah loves me. By the way, the sign of love of Allah is never dunya. Otherwise, He would have given it to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Right? وَإِنَّمَا نَمُدُّ لَهُ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ مَدَّ. Allah said it in Surah Maryam. We'll give them more time. Let them collect more sins. So here I am, when I see this clips coming from Gaza, right? And somebody says, Alhamdulillah, and they're dead in front of them. Or the whole house is destroyed. You've seen that very famous clip in the beginning. It says, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. And Alhamdulillah. Now his response, son's response, is exactly what Allah wants. Now when I have a house, and I don't have, and I'm not living in a war, and I have no issues, and I look around and I see beautiful everything around me, what is my response? Is it Alhamdulillah, the way it pleases him, or Alhamdulillah, tip of the tongue? Did you see my point? Because that's how we learned. The other one, and I'm probably going to end up here, is when Allah said again, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. Why, Ya Rabbi? This is in Surah Muhammad, all the way at the end. Why? حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَنَبْلُوَ أَخْبَارَكُمْ. Loves me. No. Why I'm tested? Allah doesn't love me. It has nothing to do with love. Has nothing to do with love. Because there's nobody Allah loves more than the prophets, right? Sayyidina Musa, Sayyidina Ibrahim, and Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Who was tested more? But Allah says, لَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. We will test you. So we know who those will struggle for the sake of Allah. And don't think again of struggle the harsh way. You know what's the biggest struggle? When you're the only woman who wears hijab in your school. When you are the only woman who dress properly in the middle of everybody in August because it is hot and you still cover. You are struggling when everybody around you looks different, tells you you are, what are you doing to yourself, and you're steadfast. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. Now I am struggling and I need a lot of patience to stay on the straight path. And I, in the midst of everything I was seeing, I was like, what is the big deal for the woman in Gaza to wear hijab? Everybody is wearing hijab. Everybody. But come here. Come here. Whether a Muslim or a non-Muslim, you are a minority. Let alone a minority among minority. لَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. We are all tested. In adversity, we are tested. And in prosperity, we are tested. The question is, how are you responding? So remember this, anytime now, I hope when now you're seeing the scenes that's still coming from Gaza, now you start to reflect on yourself. Not only them and praise them and make dua and do everything we need to do, but the most important thing, I cannot face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He made me live this for 7 months now, and Allah knows how long it will take. And then I learned nothing and I changed nothing. Then I have a problem. Then please forgive me. My faith is fake. I'm talking about the real connection. I'm not talking about being Muslim. No, Alhamdulillah. But by being the real Muslim, faithful believer that Allah wants, if nothing changed, same, then I have a problem. then all this in front of me did not change me. SubhanAllah, he will look and says, what else I'll do to you people? And that's why another concept in the Quran kept coming to me and says, Siru fil ard. Qul siru fil ard. Walk on this earth. Fanduru, see. What does it mean, see? See, see. And he put many things after. كيف كان عاقبة المكذبين, كيف, many things. So you, when you see this for the last 6 months, and you are not walking physically in earth, but you're seeing it. It's coming to us within a second, right? As if I traveled and then came back. And فانظر, see. What did you learn? These are all questions. I'm throwing it to everybody because that's how we need to react. What did you learn? What did it change in you, if anything? And if it didn't change anything, ya waydi, I say this to myself. Woe on me. And again, I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but we need to really learn and wake up so we are ready. We are ready. If Allah tests us, may Allah not. But if He wants, kun fayakun, we already are prepared and ready. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those people who listen to the word of admonition and, ya Rabbi, benefit and help. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not test us the way that He is testing them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not test us in any way that we are not able to use this test to get to Jannah and to get close to Him. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathira. Just a reminder, next week will be at 7 o'clock, inshallah, bi'idhnillah. We will just less than 5 minutes, we'll pray, bi'idhnillah.